This question of the Sabbath day and how to properly keep it that we see in the gospel is one that is a recurring theme in the public ministry of Jesus. And indeed, it's because the importance of the Sabbath is one that is a recurring theme throughout all of Scripture and all of God's plan of salvation history. We see right from the beginning when God rests on the seventh day, he takes time to rejoice over all that he has created. When he establishes the Sabbath after the Exodus, the Sabbath is especially established for the worship of God, that we are to keep holy the Sabbath day as a day particularly given to the worship of God, to remember who it was that created all of this wonderful creation. The Sabbath is ultimately given to us as a gift, as a day of rest and of worship of God to remind us what life is really all about. There is both a physical side of the Sabbath rest and a spiritual side. All of us know, just from a physical standpoint, that we can't continue to work and work and work and work 7 days every week, over and over. Eventually, we will wear out and we won't be able to even continue the physical work that we've been doing. Rest is a natural part of the way God created us. Our bodies are not capable of constant sustained work. Think about the fact just that we need to sleep almost half of our time on earth. We might be inclined to think, what a waste. Why couldn't have God made us so we didn't need to sleep? Why do we need rest? I think it's very important then that that points us to the spiritual side of what the Sabbath is all about. The Sabbath reminds us that we are ultimately not made for this world. We are not made for work. It's important, yes, that we do the work of building up God's kingdom, but remember what St. Paul tells us in the first reading. Brothers and sisters, we are not debtors to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. If we live only for the flesh, for the things of this world, then ultimately we know that this world and everything in this world is passing away. If we spend all of our energy merely trying to build up this world, we know that Jesus tells us in Scripture that we will inherit the wind. We have nothing left at the end, and all this is passing. So rather, the Sabbath points us forward towards what is really important, what life is really ultimately to be all about, and that is to be with God forever in heaven. So we need that constant reminder each week to take a rest from all the work and the labors, important as they might be, to refocus on God, what it's all about. You know, I am a Boy Scout, and a lot of times when we go hiking, one of the problems that will often come up, especially this is something that is built into the program when you go to Philmont Scout Ranch in New Mexico and you go hiking through the Rocky Mountains, especially for us from Kansas, a lot of the scouts for the first time will be in the mountains hiking. And it's a very intense program, and you have a lot of things to accomplish, and you have the great goal of getting through your program, much as we might have goals of where we're going in life and the things we want to accomplish. But one of the things you have to constantly remind the scouts is as you're hiking there along the trail through the mountains, don't just keep looking at the ground in front of you. It's very easy to be on the trail in your little line of people and just look at the feet of the person in front of you as you go. Now, it's important to know the trail and not fall over, and that's important, but it would be a great shame to go through your whole experience of hiking through this beautiful country and see nothing but the boots of the people in front of you because you're so focused on the trail. Every now and then you have to look up, look around, even have to stop and take a break. Say, wow, look at that beautiful mountain. Look at the trees. Did you see that deer that just ran by? That's why in the gospel today, it's a very beautiful depiction of this woman when she is caught in this possession, says she's bent over. She can't even stand erect. She's incapable of looking up. How often do we go through life like this woman, bent over with the burdens of all the work and all the things we're trying to do, incapable of standing erect and looking at God? How often do we go through life seeing not the beauty of creation, but focused on the boots of the people in front of us as we tromp through the trail, missing the real point of life? The Sabbath is given to us as a gift to help us stop, to stand erect, to look around, to look to heaven, to look to God, and to ultimately realize what this life, what all that work is really all about. It is secondary to our ultimate goal, which is to get to heaven and ultimately to be in right relationship with God. Then, when we are in right relationship with God, we will truly stand erect and we will notice and enjoy the beauty of all God has created.